techno accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you the best news from Lusaka, Art Hotway, Flintstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
For example, the government says in each and every constituency we have a hospital being built. So if there were 156, only 156 hospitals will be constructed. But this proposal, where we are talking about 226 constituencies, will mean 226 hospitals being constructed. If you are talking about, for example, each, I'm just talking, visualizing, if you are talking about each constituency in future to have a university, initially we would have 156. But with this proposal, so I think you can say the more constituencies we have, it's simply effective representation, more voices, more resources coming to the constituencies. Apart from that, even more projects.
Minister Edisai Hamukale says Zambia recorded an impressive economic performance in 2025, marked by improved macroeconomic indicators and renewed international confidence under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. Dr. Hamukale says Zambia's foreign sovereign image has significantly improved across several areas, citing a stabilized corruption perception index, an upgrade in the country's credit rating, and improvement in the consumer price index, which pointed to reduced food inflation. He noted that increased food availability had a positive social impact, as many households were better able to afford basic necessities. Dr. Hamukale further observed that improved economic stability encouraged family formation, with an increase in marriages recorded during the year due to improved affordability of food and other essentials. He stated that Zambia's gross domestic product GDP grew by 5.2% in 2025, up from 1.5% in the previous year. In the agriculture sector, Dr. Hamukale highlighted a bumper maize harvest of over 4 million metric tons, increased seed exports, and reforms under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, which led to the removal of more than 210,000 fraudulent beneficiaries. In international news, controversy is growing in the Democratic Republic of Congo over alleged government tolerance of anti-Tutsi rhetoric. President Felix Tshisekedi met on December 22nd with two Congolese expatriates from the United States, Jean-Claude Mwenga and Kalonji Kabamba wa Mulamba. Officials say the talks focused on national unity and sovereignty, but critics say the meeting sent the wrong message. The following day, Mwenga posted highly inflammatory content online, using dehumanizing language and praising armed groups accused of targeting Kirwanda-speaking civilians. Meanwhile, the army spokesperson, Major General Slavin Ekenge, has been suspended following controversial remarks about Tutsi women. The army says the comments were discriminatory and do not reflect the position of the government, the military command, or President Felix Tshisekedi, stressing they are made in a personal capacity. Still within international news, Guineans are waiting anxiously for the outcome of the country's first presidential election since 2021 military coup, with expectations high that the vote could mark a turning point after years of political uncertainty. Polls closed on Sunday following a tightly controlled election widely expected to favor junta leader General Mamadi Doumbouya, who led the coup that removed former President Alpha Conde and has overseen a four-year political transition. For many voters, the priority is less about personalities and more about development and stability. The election was held under a new constitution that allows military leaders to run for office and extends presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. Only 9 candidates were approved, with several prominent opposition figures barred or living in exile. Some opposition parties boycotted the vote, citing concerns over transparency, contributing to low